And we're live, we're recording. It's Monday, November 23rd, a couple of days from away from Thanksgiving. I was gonna make another episode. The last episode that I did, I just titled the Crazy 5 Months. Prior to that, it was the last one that I did was in June, somewhere in June. And I was going to come up and talk about, like, oh, yeah, new name of the podcast and so on and so forth. No, don't mind the noise in the background. I'm driving to a job site on the road again. So I have a couple names that I've been thinking, and I really like one. I think 87 Planet Media is just too long and it doesn't make any sense. The fuck does that mean? 87 Planet? I don't know. I just like the number 87 for some reason, and I think I talked about it before why I chose that name, but yeah, it makes no sense. It's stupid. So I'm gonna change it. You know, I really like talking, making episodes, and you know, sharing my 2 cents on things. Doesn't mean that I'm right. Doesn't mean that I'm wrong. Doesn't mean nothing. It's just a perspective for me. And you know, I mean, to my 2 listeners, I appreciate it. I appreciate it to my 2 listeners. Anyways, a couple of things I wanted to, you know, say and I guess get out of my chest. I made a video a couple of weeks back. I think it was last week about you know, since Thanksgiving is coming up, and here in California, the beautiful man of Gavin Newsom. Kind of want to just cancel Christmas and Thanksgiving because, you know, you don't want to gather around your family and so on. But on the same side, and on the flip side, this motherfucker got caught in two ways. People don't talk about this, but the second part, but it was 2 events that he got caught in. He got caught in 1 event down in Hawaii. With, you know, some people, politicians here in California, they went to Hawaii to have dinner and, you know, have like a little event in a resort over there. Not just politicians here in California, but also medical politicians. Here in Napa, one of his stupid friends turned 50 years old. You know, I think after a certain age, I don't know what that age is, but I think after a certain age, you should not celebrate your birthday, let alone when you're fucking 50. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You just fucking, you know, you just want to be like, oh, I like attention, and I'm an attention whore, so I'm going to have a birthday party. How old are you turning? Oh, 50. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. You do birthday parties for 5 years old, you know, for 6 years old, for 10, you know, for little kids. You know, not for your 50. Jesus Christ. The point is, he got caught. He got caught and he came out and he was just, he's like the fucking Joker. He was laughing, he was smiling the whole time while he was trying to apologize. It's just idiotic, right? You know, you're trying to apologize, but you're smiling the whole time, like the fucking Grinch. It doesn't make any sense. Anyways, he was going on and, you know, going on and saying, like, oh, it was outside, and it was early in the day, and, you know, that's not an excuse. I own up to my mistakes, and blah, 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 blah. It's when you get caught cheating, right? And you're like, I don't know what's going on. I was butt naked, and she fell on my, you know what I'm saying? What do you want me to do? You know, it was daytime when it happened, you know, so it's not really technically cheating, because it wasn't nighttime. usually you cheat at nighttime, not at daytime, you know. You know, it's kind of like your fault because, you know, you were not there. So, you know, I'm kind of, you know what I'm saying? So, he's apologizing more than he got caught than he really, what he did. He's more sorry that he got caught than what he did. So, you know, it would be more respectful for him. It would be more respectful if he would have just come out and be like, listen, it was his birthday. I got invited. You know, everybody's okay. No one's coughing. No one's fucking having symptoms. We got tested. We got checked. So we went to the party. We're doing it safe. Yeah. So we're good. You know, I encourage you guys, if you really want to gather, then do that. Do those protocols. Get tested. Get, you know, just make sure you guys are negative. And then you guys can gather and have a feast. But no, he didn't come out and say that. He came out and make that half-ass apology, and I promised that I would do better, like a fucking career politician, pretty much. I promised that this will never happen again. He was pointing at the camera with his stupid finger. I promise this won't happen again. You know, yeah, I mean, you know, if he was a fucking a real man, he would just come out and listen. The fuck do you want me to say? I'm the governor. I can do what the fuck I want. We got tested. We were all negative, and we were just there, you know, celebrating this fucking guy's birthday. I know him for 20 years. You know, he's a piece of shit, but he invited me, and I really wanted to go out. So, fucking sue me. You know, just something like that. You know, don't bullshit around the bush. Just fucking say it, man. Anyways. So he got caught with this stupid, you know, dinner. And then later on, they show pictures of what really happened. So it was not outdoors. It was indoors. There was no socially distant. No one was wearing a mask. And it was more than 20 people. So when you got a governor who wants you not to gather around your family for Thanksgiving, you know, originally it was 2 weeks, right? Well, those 2 weeks turned into fucking 9 months. And they still don't want you to gather around your family and your loved ones. But he's over there having a good old time with stupid friends. Come on, man. Really? Nah, they just announced that LA County are gonna shut down restaurants. Like, definitely. No outdoor, not even outdoor city for 3 weeks. Yeah, remember that it was only 2 weeks and it turned into 8 months. Now 3 weeks again. Yeah. You know, yeah, man, it's a shame, it's a bummer when you got politicians to tell you what to do with your day-to-day life. You know, that's what you want. That's what you want your politicians to do. I think you should listen to one person, right? Especially if you have a dad, you have a mom. They tell you something that you should consider it. Like, oh, maybe I should do what he says. You know, he's wise. You know, my dad is 72. If he tells me and gives me an advice, I'll take it under consideration. Doesn't mean I'm going to do it. I'll be like, okay. Maybe he's right. Maybe he has a point. Doesn't mean I'm going to do it, but maybe I will. Maybe I won't. But when you got a career politician that, you know, not even a career politician, any politician, anybody in power, anybody in government, anybody in state government, federal government, you know, that does not know you individually and wants to tell you what you can and cannot do, you know, to me, that's like a communist country, right? I don't know. I'm not really sassy with that kind of stuff, but my dumbness knows that's what kind of like a communist country or socialist country does, right? Don't they tell you how to live, where to work, how much you can get paid, and you cannot exceed that payment? You mean you cannot go over that? How much they're gonna pay you? This is how much you're gonna make. Does that matter your career? Does that matter how long you've been doing it? Does that matter how skillful you are? Can't go outside at a certain time because we tell you not to. LA County, again, they're doing curfews from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. No stores can be open. I remember when there were some heavy riots going on in LA County. They were doing curfews. You had to be indoors by 6 p.m. 6 p.m. 7 p.m. You know? It's like, really? You're telling people what to do now? You're telling people that you can't be outside? You can't go to the park? You can't take your kids to the park? You can't take kids to see your cousins? You know? I have kids, and I have two. And they entertain themselves a little bit, but then they get mad at each other, and they're one way. One goes the other way, another one goes the other way. So it's like, okay, gotta get these fucking kids tired somehow. So, well, best way to take them to their cousins, right? So they can play and burn out, so put sleep. The state government tells you not to do that shit because it's not good for you. And we know better than you do. It's tough, man. I'm not saying they're bad people, right? I'm not saying that they're doing it because they enjoy the power. Maybe they do. Or they're doing it because they like to tell you what to do. I want to clarify, I think the pandemic is from the beginning to what is now, it's real. I'm not one of those people that, I don't believe in conspiracy theories. I really don't. I don't have time for that shit. You know how exhausting it is to think that everything is a government conspiracy to fuck you over? Jesus Christ, then what's the point of living, right? So I don't have time for that. I don't believe it's real. I don't believe experiences are real. Some are, where you can, some that you're like, huh, I don't know about that. It's kind of weird. Like the JFK stuff, the Martin Luther King stuff, how they both got killed. The September 11th, yeah, it's kind of crazy, It might be something there that might not. Who knows, right? But when it comes to this, I don't think it's fake. I don't think it's blown out of proportion. I really don't, because the United States is not the only one who's shutting down. Countries around the world are shutting down again, not just the States. France, Spain, Germany, the UK, some parts of South America, Mexico, Canada, some parts of Asia. It's, it is what it is. But with that being said, it's like what we know now, what they share of what they know now and what they knew at the beginning. Okay, now it's treatable. If you're under the age of 75, you have 99.9 something percent that you'll be okay. If you have underlying health issues or you're above 75, wear your mask, keep your distance, Don't go in a crowded place. Don't go to a club. You know, don't. You might not want to do that. If you have symptoms, and if you go and get tested, just quarantine 14 days. Make sure you're fucking tip top. You know. Now they know that, you know, kids can go safely to school. So I don't know why schools are still closed. You know, shit like that. It's like, okay, we know now there's a vaccine coming up. You know, whether you believe that or not, I does not matter to me. You know, there's better testing now that you can find out within a couple of hours instead of a day or two. You know, things like that is now better treatable than it was back in March, right? March and April. So why are they still shutting down? That's the question, right? Why? Is it? I feel like at the beginning or at the middle of it, it was a political thing. But now it's like, okay, what is the issue? You know? I don't know. Is it still political? Is it still, especially here in California, is it still political? Is it still a power-hunger thing? Is it still a... I don't know. Who fucking knows, man? It's, I don't know. It's depressing sometimes, you know, and I try not to dwell on it because, you know, again, I have kids. I just don't have time for that. And if it affect me, then my kids get the rub off me, and they kind of like, what the fuck is going on with that, and so on, you know. So I just try not to think about it. I try not to listen to the news. I, you know, just move forward, man. You know, just try to do the best I can. What else can you fucking do? You know, just figure it out. You know, figure it out. But yeah, man, it's just, I feel like it's, especially with this fucking guy, you know, Gavin Newsom is like, okay, I can't do these things, but you can. But that's not right, man. If you're telling me, then I cannot celebrate the Christmas and Thanksgiving is canceled, then it should be canceled for you too. You know, you can't be fucking out there partying, man. You know, I can't believe people are not outraged about this. You know, they're, oh, he's apologizing. Oh, the fuck is wrong with you, man? You know, but I will say this though. If it was Donald Trump, right? If it was a Republican, will be the end of it. You will not hear the end of it. You will not hear the end of it. And that's one thing that I learned, or that I've noticed this past 5 months, how media, social media, they have a one party in a whole different fucking pedestal, and the other one in a whole different pedestal. They're not in the same. One is the evil and one is the good. Now you can fucking guess which one's the evil and which is the good. You know, and it's not okay. Everybody should be held to the same standards, right? If a Republican was out there partying, but he wants to do more lockdowns, okay, then fucking get him. Democrat, okay, fucking get him. You know, don't be like, oh, you know, he made a mistake. You know, everybody's human. Oh, Republican. Oh, he's Hitler. He's a Nazi. He wants to kill everybody. Like, come on, man. You can't really. You let this guy fucking slide off, and this guy it's a Nazi. It's fucking ridiculous, man. And if I notice those things. Right, and like I said, I'm my fucking words is not a preacher. It's not to preach, or it's not for like it's gospel. It really isn't, because I just talking shit, and it doesn't mean shit to me. Or I mean, it's just my thoughts. Doesn't mean, you know, it's not, doesn't mean shit. You know, it's just what I think. I don't feel like, you know, she agree with me or anything like that. I don't give a fuck. But that, with that being said, it's like, you're gonna, you know, you should both be in the same fucking bracket. Because they're both fucking working for you. You're paying their fucking salary for the taxes. You're paying taxes. Well, guess what? That money is to pay all that shit. It's to pay your beautiful man, like Gavin Newsom, your police, your fire department, all that shit. School. So it's like, okay, well then don't tax me then. The state of California should not be taxing people right now. If they're gonna have the school shut down, right? If they're gonna have you, Gavin Newsom, he's still getting paid. Well, you know, I don't know why. Let's just say, like, oh, if I can't work, then why are you working? If I can't get paid because I got let go, then why are you getting paid? Right? It should be equal, right, to everybody. So I don't know. It's a tricky one, man. It's a tricky one. Anyways, done with that shit. I want to touch on a little bit on MMA. I know I've done or talking about a lot of MMA. This past weekend it was Valentina Shevchenko versus Maya Perez versus Figueroa. It was a good fight, man. Figueroa won submission. Shevchenko won unanimous decision. I don't think Shevchenko has any competition in her weight class. I feel like she needs to go up, or Wei Lijin goes up on weight class and fights her. I don't think Valentina can cut down to 115. I think it's gonna be kind of tough for her, but I don't know. So I think that's the next fight for Valentina. Amanda, they fought twice already. I don't think they want to do that three fights. Because both fights, Amanda won. Whether you believe that she just won or not, she won both fights. So I don't know why you would do a trilogy, but who knows. The next couple fights, it's not really exciting. I guess Ferguson is going to fight Charles Oliveira. And next year, Conor and Dustin Poirier. So we'll see. Khabib is supposed to retire, but he's still hinting that he wants to do one more match to hit 30 and 0. That's if he does, you know, win. But, you know, we'll see. I'm still waiting for John Jones, you know, one of the best, to go up to heavyweight and to see how he does up in heavyweight. But I think Ngannou and Stipe are gonna fight for the champ, for the belt. Let's see when they're gonna announce. I think next year is gonna be some pretty interesting fights. This year it was, even though there's no crowds, it was some pretty good fights. Really, 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 really good fights. Adesanya, Stylebender versus Blachowicz. I think I'm saying it correctly. I'm not sure, but it's for the 205 belt. So that's going to be interesting too. All those fights are coming up. I think they're going to probably do it next year for sure. Because this year's pretty much done. We're already going to be in December, and you know. We'll see. Cowboy still wants to fight. He said that he wants to go down to 155. He still has 2 years to do what he can to fight for a belt. Dana is not too happy about that. I think Dana says that he should retire. Talk about retirement. Anderson Silva, the Spider, retire. You know, he was 40-something already. 5 losses in a row, something like that. It's tough, man. It's tough. One of the greats. One of the fucking greats. Trying to think if there's another fight that was interesting. Not on top of my head right now. I'll do some research. But for right now, you know, next year, some good fights. Israel, Blachowicz, John Jones, heavyweight, Ngannou and Stipe, what was the other one? Conor Poirier, maybe Khabib and GSP, maybe, I don't know. And, no, you still have a Kamaru Usman, Gilbert Burns fight, Kobe Covington and Masvidal fight, supposedly Nick Diaz coming back. Nate Diaz is still waiting, you know. You know how those guys do it. They fight like once every 3 years, so we'll see. So yeah. The name of the podcast, the renaming of this fucking podcast. It's gonna be Have a Good Feeling. I don't know. Open mat. You know that when you're doing jiu-jitsu or you're wrestling, you go to the mat. Open mat. It's an open mat. You want to go and spar or do what the fuck you want to do. Go to the open mat. Open mat thing. So, open mat. Probably get into it more next time. But I have a long drive to go, so I'll cut it short. We're cutting now. Cut it for now. 20 plus minutes into it, so yeah. Have a good day. Be safe. Enjoy Thanksgiving and Christmas. I'm out.
Four, three, two, one. Welcome, Open Mat. Open Mat is on and cracking. The last one I feel like I did was somewhere a couple months back. I don't remember. A lot has happened, obviously, since last year. I think that's the last episode I did. And a lot of things that I have come in terms personally. You know, it might be my last show, so who gives a damn? Anyways, growing up, I had this this stigma. I'm gonna get politically. It's going to be a political view, a political episode. I don't know. It's kind of exhausting sometimes, and even for me that, you know, I just dive into it, and mainly because of the politics affecting pretty much everything in our lives, especially since the whole lockdown and COVID hit. And I dove into it, not really choosing a side, not really saying this is I see more of this than I see more of that. First of all, I want to say I'm right down in the middle, which is, I don't know what they call those people, I guess libertarians, but I'm more leaning close to the right. Libertarian, more leaning close to the right. And you know, it's kind of crazy for me to say this, especially right now, how divided everything is. But I've come to terms with this. And I mean, I could be right, I could be wrong, who knows. But this is how I feel at the moment. And more that I listen to other people and compare sides, it's just more of the common sense of how I feel. It's just, you know. Um you know, I guess I can start back when I was young, and I, like I said, I always had this stigma of the political views, right? Two, which is Democrats and Republicans. Democrats are the good guys, Republicans are the bad guys, racist, they don't want you here. So I have that stigma through my whole life. And then recently, you know, last year, I dove into it and listened to different podcasts, listened to different people, you know, listened to both sides. What makes sense to me? To me. I'm not, anybody and everyone can have their own opinions, and they can go, and if you think communist is the way to go, good for you. If you think socialism is the way to go, then good for you. I don't care. You know, my immediate reaction to people that want to be like, oh, this is the way, I just don't care. This is how I feel. This is what I think is best for me, and what I think is best overall. Doesn't mean that I'm right or wrong. It doesn't mean anything. So, again, the stigma was blue is good, red is bad. And I always, you know, was like, okay, politics to me was it didn't cross my mind, didn't care, I did not understand it at the time. I feel like it didn't affect me. So I just didn't pay much of attention. But with time, I kind of understood a little more, and then it really hit last year, you know, the whole March 19, 18, when I got let go, and then the whole lockdown, and it was just, Jesus Christ. I've said this before, you know, One News, which is CNN, the world's coming to an end, Fox News, like, oh, not that bad. There's nothing in between. There's no, like, hey, this is the facts. So I had that stigma, and I just didn't know what, you know, I just did not, you know, put two together, and then the whole last year hit, and the whole lockdown, and I got let go, and I was lucky in the sense that I had a good cushion savings, and, you know, I was only out of work for 3 months. Two and some change. And I had, you know, and I, you know, I was lucky enough when I had some money left, and I was able to pay for pretty much all my bills. I never was late and anything. You know, I was able to take care of my family, take care of my girls, you know, provide food, shelter, everything, right? Everybody took a hit one way or the other. And I was okay. When I started working, I was traveling a lot for work. I was traveling, you know, here and there, and I was 2 hours away, you know, 3 hours away sometimes, and so on and so forth. So I was listening to different podcasts, and I came across, I know they've been doing this for a hot minute, The Daily Wire. And I came across Steven Crowder, and I came across the Ben Shapiro's and Jordan Peterson and Andrew Klavan and Matt Walsh and Michael Knowles and, you know, all these guys that have, they're biased because they have a point of view. This is the way they view things. This is the way they see the world and the way they think it should be. And the, you know, Steven Crowder, he's more in the comedian side, but, you know, he does have some good points, and, you know, he makes some funny stuff on his show. And then the Hodge twins, there's two twins, you know, they're two black guys, and the twins are hilarious. They do stand up, and they're, you know, again, all these people are biased. All these people that have one side and one side only, which is the right side, right? The Republicans. And I was, you know, I was like, okay, so I'm listening to them. And again, a lot of what they were saying makes sense. A lot. You know, for months, I was like, man, can you just give me some good news, right? Just a little bit of good news. Everything you see in news is like, oh, the world's coming to an end. The world's coming. And there's no cure. If you go outside and breathe that air, you're going to die. But Jesus Christ, you know, it's just overwhelming. It's super overwhelming. It's like, man, can you give, not just me, but, you know, your the country, your citizenship, some fucking good news. Hey, it's a rough one, but it's, you know, we can get through this. No, none of that. And then you get, you know, Donald Trump and all these people there. Again, they're one side. They give you nothing but good news. And they tell you that all this stuff is like, okay, you're starting to see. I'm starting to realize, okay, are these really the bad people? Is them being a Republican bad? Is me trying to make, is me liking their point of views making me a bigot, a racist, or whatever, you know, they want to point out? Is like, is that really true? No, it's not. Look, if people can see me and they call me racist or a bigot or white supremacist, I'll laugh at their face. I will. First of all, I was not even born in this country. Second of all, I have an accent, a very heavily accent. There's some words that I cannot say, so I'd rather not say them, because I say that I chopped them up really bad, and I feel not embarrassed, but it's like, why am I going to say that if I can't say it correctly? So I just dance around the fucking word, and I use different, you know, different words to express what I want to say. So no, don't give me that. The Hodge twins, they're black, and they call them racist and white supremacists. It's like, really? Really? You're going to call two black guys racist and white supremacists? You know, get the fuck out of here with that. And then, you know, I don't want to go off on a rant. That's not what I want to do. And then also, I was starting to get really into the presidential race, right? And I was listening to both Donald Trump and Joe Biden, two different sides. Joe Biden, everything is systemically racist. Everything is white supremacist. Anybody that wears a MAGA hat is a neo-Nazi, and the new Nazi flag, and Donald Trump rules like Hitler, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, and then you listen to the other side, and, you know, the pride of being American, pride of being this country, pride that, you know, the economy was doing good before COVID hit, pride that people are, you know, the unemployment rate was really low for all minorities, which is black, Hispanic, Latinos, you know, whatever you want to call them, people in general. And then I was listening to Andrew Klavan. I think he's the one that has opened my mind more and more into this idea. He was talking yesterday, and I saw his show, and I was listening to him, and he was pointing out about the dead, Rush Limbaugh. He died on Wednesday, and he was very open Republican. He had a TV show, radio station shows, and all that kind of stuff. And he passed away of cancer, and he was showing how left side media, which is, oh, we're thankful that he died, and, you know, rest in piss and burn in hell, you bigot, racist, and all that kind of stuff. Okay. And then he pointed out to Fox News, which is like kind of like a right side news, you know, Republican. More on the side of Republican news. When RGB or Ruth Bader, whatever, her, the lady that passed away too, Supreme Court lady, And there were nothing but praises from them. They go, like, oh, she, you know, she faced cancer in the face and fight off the colon cancer. I think it was colon, I'm not sure. And, you know, and she was, we did not see eye to eye, but I respect what she did. And she was the first Jewish woman and blah, 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 all these praises. But you see the two different sides, right? You see the two sides of it. One is, it's heavily negative towards a guy that just passed away. And families are hurt and mourn because of his passing. And they're being disrespectful by talking all this nonsense. Don't they have whatever they believe in this guy? Don't they have common sense not to speak ill of the dead? And this is the woke liberal people that there's supposed to be compassion. That's not compassion. That's not understanding. That's not nothing, man. Come on, anybody with common sense should know that. It's like, do you hear yourself? Do you hear yourself saying these things, or are you just blinded by your political views? You know, it's, come on. And Andrew Klavan quoted him by saying something like, I'm going to chop up what he said because I'm not really, can't say it as well he did, but I can, but I kind of explain it. He said, I don't see black, I don't see white, I don't see brown or Hispanic, I don't see Asian, I see individual people. And that's what Republicans believe in. They believe in the rights of the individual. They believe that you should be judged as an individual person. It does not matter what you are. It does not matter how you identify. It does not matter nothing. It does not matter if you're gay, lesbian, bisexual. It does not matter. You should be judged as an individual. How are you going to be judged if you're a good person? If you don't broke the law? If you obey the law? If you help your fellow person, fellow human being, fellow American. To me, that makes sense. It makes perfect sense. Like, yeah, I can see that. They believe in less government. Okay, yeah, I don't want that. Yeah, sure. So how's that bad? Again, this is where I kind of say that I'm more towards the middle than anything else, because I do believe that if some people are down their luck and they need some help in terms of government, you know, hey man, get some help. And but you know, a lot of the stuff makes sense, especially the way he said. Again, I'm 100% sure. I'm just chopping it up, and I apologize for that. But it makes sense. To me, it does. And again, that's my point of view. That's what I believe in. That's what I see right now in 2021. 2020 and 2021, this is what I believe in. Could it change? I doubt it. I doubt it's going to change my belief. Does not mean anything. Does not mean that it does not mean that I want the person next to me to believe what I believe in. No, it doesn't. You know, I don't want to get back to the, you know, I don't want to go back and forth with politicians and how I came to this point. But also, you want to, you know, you can compare those things because it's happening, right? You know, the whole situation with Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. Stay inside. Don't go to your don't eat turkey with your family. If you're gonna have Thanksgiving, eat it inside of your fucking bathrooms, and don't come out. Stay indoors. You motherfucker having a $3,000 fucking a dinner at the French Laundry with his fucking friends. Which, by the way, if you're gonna have a friend, hey man, I'm gonna celebrate my 55th birthday. I'd be like, no, I'm not coming, dude. What are you doing? Celebrating your birthday at 55? I think you should stop celebrating your birthday when you're 25. I think 25 is the cutoff age. 21 is a big deal because you can go out and drink and you can show your ID. Look at me, I can drink now and get all stupid and fucked. But after 25, it's like, okay, what are you doing? You just want people to celebrate your special day because you were born on this day? Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, again, I don't want to go on a rant. The mayor of Austin, from Texas, he was in Cabo while he records something and put on his Facebook. Hey, I think you should guys, it's not the time to ease off. We should stay indoors and, you know, yeah, stay indoors. Come on, guys. You know, don't ruin it for the rest of us. As soon as he closed his stupid little laptop, he went outside, jumped in the jacuzzi, and looked at the Pacific Ocean in Cabo. Come on. Nancy Pelosi got her hair did in San Francisco where all the nail and salon shops were closed. And then she had the fucking balls to go over and be like, they owe me an apology. No. I didn't do anything wrong. They did. They owe me an apology. Come on. Get the fuck out of here with that, man. And people are supposed to just be like, well, you know, everybody can make mistakes. Come on. Jesus Christ, man. You just gonna let that slide? And let's not get into what all the racist fucking shit that Joe Biden says. Wednesday, he said something about Mexicans and blacks don't know how to use the internet. That's why they don't know where to get the fucking vaccine. And no one said anything? Not too long ago, he said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. No one's going to say anything about that? And all that jibber-jabber he says, no one's going to point that out? How he struggles to say one fucking sentence. No one's going to say anything about that? Are you not supposed to say anything about that? Come on, man. You know, I came to this logic as well. And again, this is my point of view. Doesn't mean that I'm right. I think the cutoff age, the cutoff, that's it. Not, you cannot be president past this. It's 64. 64. Because if you take an encounter, well, 64... 62. Because if you take care of they do two terms, right? 8 years straight, 8 years. That's it. 62. They do 8 years straight, they'll be done by the time they hit 70 or 71, depending on where the birthday lands, and then that's it. They can live the rest of 20, 30 years in peace. Why in the fuck you want to be a president when you're 78 years old? Why? Leave that shit for people like, I don't know, you know, younger than that, way younger than that. How tough that has to be. I don't know, but yeah. Well, again, this might be my only episode this year. Damn! I'm out.